I'm older now, so I like before. You know, when you're in college, well, you wouldn't know, but everybody else out there know in the audience. You
everybody
get
college, beside me.
You get drunk, you get activated.
Yeah,
nigga, I get drunk now, brother. At my age, bro, I'm sleepy.
Yeah,
they're gonna put me down. I'm gonna sleep.
You big, goddamn. Pay homage, top of the movement. Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat, now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette, now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith, no doubts about it. Made my mama proud, made my mama proud. Every time she see me again, he just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud, made my mama proud.
Y'all know what's going on, man. Episode 55. If you don't,
wait, like, don't I fucking
know.
Wait, wait. God, nice.
I'm just one of them ones.
And if you're not one of the ones, then you're not one of them ones. I'm just one of them ones.
Talk to him, Trio.
Don't take it personal. Wait, because I'm just one of them ones. I'm just one of them. Hey, just one of them ones. Don't take it personal. Yeah. Cause I'm just one of them ones. Said I'm just, listen, I'm just one of them ones. Don't think he burns a new hell. Hey, cause I'm just one of them ones. I said I'm just, one more time, I'm just one of them.
No, I'm sorry. Acapella.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Where Monica at? Let me grab your ass.
Oh,
you
know what I'm saying?
But all right, man, yeah, episode 55. We still alive, double nickel like Jordan, man.
Oh, man, we just talked about Jordan.
Shout out to the MJ, man.
Go watch episode 54.
Elbow nigga in the back of his goddamn head. But
he's still recovering from that elbow, though.
Yeah, look at him looking like a drunk Chris Child. We see you looking bummy. You're looking flabby and sick, boy. And Jordan worth $2 billion. Think he worry about you complaining about him elbowing you back in your broke nigga head.
Sheesh. I'm just one of them. He might still got some bread.
No, nigga, broke. He ain't got no Pate Philippe chandelier.
Pretty sure he invested that money in doing something going
man,
on.
Man, my broker's fund made more money than that nigga, man. I don't give a fuck,
man. Oh, man.
Huh? No, I'm funny. Stop. It just went up to 3.7% instead of 3%. All praise.
Oh, man. God bless America.
A month.
God is good.
So, think about, I ain't going to break down too much. I ain't about to go into numbers with them. I'm scared.
Go ahead and break them down, brother.
I'm just saying for this. Because we talk about, you know, real estate and all that too.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Before we get to that, man, shout out to everybody rock with the campaign, man. That's a top
absolutely.
Of voice. Make sure you go to Mr. Organic Instagram.
There you
and
go.
DM
come on,
me.
Get your shit
you
together.
Some sponsorships, promotions. I've been losing my brain.
Yeah, I see him, brother.
It's been happening.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's been like the last year.
Getting old, though.
It is what it is.
I might be tight. Dementia tight.
Go ahead. I did all I had to do in life. It don't matter. I'm real. I just did everything. Fuck it. I'm cool. I'm ready. But
the upper room,
make my bed.
When Jesus,
we next. But yeah, man, you want partnerships, promotions, shout outs, whatever, man, hit that DM. Product placement, hit that DM, Mr. Organic, or hit Tall Guy on Instagram. You know, Tall Guy Car Reviews still ain't changed it yet.
Yep. Or email us at ball or nothing else at yahoo.com.
What about your email, brother?
No, that's a good one right there.
Okay, go to Ballin' Under. Hello. You know what I'm saying? Send that email and we can orchestrate some things for you guys,
yeah.
man. Because not only do you get this platform connected to, you got both our YouTubes, you got both our Instagrams. That's over millions and millions of, you know, eyes on the prize.
For
and
sure.
I got to understand who y'all working with.
Absolutely.
It's the top of the Moot Boys.
So highlight us, man.
So, yeah, just some financial understanding real quick, man.
It's coming to the Christmas spirit and see, you know, the holiday spirit. So we down, you know, God blessed us, so we want to bless others.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, you know, there's certain things that you can use to grow your money. Slow grow or, you know, passive income.
Yes.
And for me, I like to use certain things that is already at my disposal. So I got a nice size wallet of Doge and Robinhood. And also when you know, got a brokerage account with the money you don't use to sit there and it's not invested in nothing. You just have it sitting there waiting to be used.
Yep.
That's your brokerage account.
Thanks.
So what Robinhood did, they give you 3.75 interest on all the money you have that's sitting there. And it comes every month.
Yep.
So for instance, I'm not
better
saying I got that
in
much.
The bank.
Yeah, right. Because the bank, we didn't see that much. 2 cents.
And
so,
they use it.
Right. So they give you 3.7%.
They say,
so
if you ain't going to use it, you're going to lose it.
Yeah. So like if you got some big money, let's say you got $100,000 there, supposedly. Yeah. 3% of that, nigga, 3.7%, that's almost like what we talk about,
your numbers,
like,
man.
Yeah, like $3,200 a month just for letting it sit there every month.
Ooh, that's a good one.
So, nigga, if you bought a crib and rented it out and do all that, you think you'll make more money doing that or doing that? See what I'm saying? So
long-term wise, real estate.
How are we going to count all the dividends of the workery and the goddamn the faucet went out and the cellar and all that?
It's still, you're going to win.
All this shit is going to sit there. Okay, we go 10 years down the line, let it sit there for 10 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't doing nothing. Mm-hmm. It just hit $100,000 there, right? Mm-hmm. So that's $3,200 a month. Times a year. How much is that through a year?
But it's based off the market too, ain't it though?
Based off the interest rates. It was just 3%, now it's 3.7%, it went up. Yeah. So most likely it's going to keep going up.
Interest keeps going down.
Yeah, so it's going to keep going up. So right. 10 years now, that bitch probably be like 7%.
For sure.
Hey,
you never know.
And you ain't doing nothing.
But it could go back down. It's a dip. It goes up.
I think it's be
both. It fluctuates.
But I'm just saying, like.
Just like real estate, it fluctuates.
Yeah, that's true.
Everything fluctuates.
So I never really tapped into it until like recently this year. And I was like, damn, I'm just not. They just activated it actually, like not too long ago. I'm like, damn, that's kind of dope.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You just put that money there, and every month you get a recurring.
Sure. I mean, there's a million ways to climb money.
It is.
You just got to figure out which way works best for you.
Yeah, that's hard. Yeah, it's dope. So yeah, some people do different things, some people do other things.
Sure.
I'm just giving y'all some game. Even if you don't got 100, say you put 10,000 in there.
But it's easier to do that than to get into real estate.
Right. So that's extra 300 extra bucks a month off your 10,000. It's coming to your account, paying the bill, mm-hmm. and you ain't doing shit. You know what I'm saying? That's free money off your money.
For sure.
That's raw as fuck to me.
No, I agree with you.
Once I understood that, I'm like, ooh, shit. So anytime I sell some of my crypto or some of my stock, I don't even put that money into my account, like my personal or business account. I let it sit there in the brokerage, let that marinate there, get that interest, get that free money every month. And then when I ever want to buy some more coins or stock, it's already right there accessible. I got to wait 5 days and all that dumb shit.
Factuals. So
something I picked up, man. I hope people could pick that up too.
And I think that's a good financial game that 3M just gave y'all.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, that's what? I saw that first little hit. I'm like, damn, that really just came from the money that's been
And it's
there?
Accessible from your phone, where it's like doing real estate. Like, there's pros and cons to everything, right? But it's like, what he's talking about is like, it's accessible from your phone. You could do it with the push of a button. You could look at it all day. You could do everything. You know what I'm saying? Real estate's just a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? It's a little bit more boring.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Slow.
You know what I mean?
It's time is definitely.
Yeah, but that's why it's a rich person's game, like a real
long game.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to kind of strap in, buckle up, and then just take the long ride.
I definitely think, and everyone should have all those facets in their portfolio.
Yeah,
got to have some property.
You can't go wrong with none of it.
You can't go wrong with it. You
know and if you go hard in the paint with any last one of them, and you consistent and resilient at every last one, you're gonna be successful at any last one.
No question about
it. You know what I'm saying?
So, and that's what it's all about. It's all about comfortability and being able to do what you want to do and be doing it freely. But I have to worry and contemplate this and that. If I do this, goddamn, that's the worst. So the more you stack up, the more you do now, the better life you're going to have later, man.
Facts.
That's what it's all about.
Sacrifice your now for your future.
Speaking of sacrifice your now for later, Kyrie Irving.
Well, he did.
Ignorant dumb nigga alert. This nigga liking videos talking about niggas with Jews and Hebrews and all that.
Boy, ain't no fucking way, boy.
Right. Why are you doing all that, bro? Unless you know your full research. You know what I'm saying? And tell you the truth, man, a lot of people say that, right? Like, oh, bro, black people is the first Hebrew, the first Jews and all that. Hey, man, y'all niggas, is it true? I don't know. Y'all niggas keep saying
that. The jig
that.
Is up.
Like, I keep it real to me, I don't think so, bro. I got to stop that goddamn dialogue. Because them Jewish people keep going crazy on them about that every time and shutting them down. Nick Cannon, Kyrie Irving.
Nick Cannon was the first.
And they shut his ass down.
And then Kanye West.
Kanye West. And
yay to the yay.
Oh, yeah.
And now Kyrie Irving.
I forgot about that episode. Oh, shit. Yay,
to the yay to the yee.
Yeah, so, but Kyrie, man, he whatever it was initially, he liked the post.
Yeah.
On Twitter of a documentary that said black people was the
didn't
first.
He repost it?
And they reposted it too. of a Hebrews as being the first Jews.
Got cameras all around him.
Got to see everything. Security very put.
Yeah, man,
so he did that, and then, you know, the Jewish community didn't like it. They call him an anti-Semite. They come into the game with their shirts on. You know, they front row. The bag is there. So they had all the whole front row with the shirts on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've seen that too.
Boycott.
Court side.
Oh, for sure. They know they money long like that.
Yeah.
You know? And, so he still wasn't, you know, really giving a damn. He had a interview with the reporter.
It looked like he was going to stand on and die by it, though.
Yeah, because he had an interview with that reporter. He walked off.
He'd be looking like, all of them going to stand on and die by it.
But they never
Who do you
do.
Think going to be the first person to just stand on and die by it on that level type?
It's going
to
be a dead man, whoever it is. He'll get that motherfucker.
I mean, but they already rich.
Not that, they ain't that rich. They ain't never that rich, brother. Think about it. Who was richer than Kanye? Nobody.
Not none of them, the richest for sure.
The richest black man ever, so no one.
So you know Kyrie ain't standing
so
on
that. So if they took billions of dollars
How much
from,
money you need to not stand on your principle of what you truly
evidently
believe?
Evidently, $6 billion ain't enough. So you got to think about that. So Kyrie tried to stand on his square with it, like he just liked the documentary. It is what it is. But then he ended up getting suspended for 5 games.
Yep.
No less than 5 games without pay, and he makes a whole lot of money. On top of that, he donated $500,000 to like a charity of that.
You said that's apology enough.
That is an apology. You're talking about he ain't apologized. Nigga, you apologize $500,000 apology, you fucking bootlicker.
But I just found out like an hour ago he just gave a formal apology on through his Instagram. I apologize, yeah, for
him. Black man. Choose. Boy, ain't no fucking way, boy. Boy, ain't no fucking way, boy.
Full apology.
God damn.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you love all things about comic books? The stories, the art, the characters, the creators? Then listen to Comics Discourse 114, where three friends discuss both current and classic comic books from all publishers and the creators behind them.
Well, was it? Because before the interview started, guy, before the podcast started, I'm going to keep real with you. We was talking about, I said, let's wait for the podcast. He's like, he ain't going to apologize. He just gave the money. What the money? Money don't mean nothing.
No,
money
I didn't say he wasn't going to apologize.
What did you say? He haven't yet.
I said he hadn't yet. But yeah, he hadn't yet. Because we were talking about from yesterday.
Yeah, for sure. That was yesterday.
Yeah, but today he apologized.
Yeah, and he gave up 500,000, a million. I mean, what was it? I said 500 million. He gave up 500,000.
Same shit. Yeah,
it's damn right. So I thought that was enough apology to me.
Yeah.
But to come find out, he got on his goddamn black knees and went on and put that motherfucking dick in his mouth. Open up his mouth.
Oh, Lord.
And put the dick in his mouth. Apologizing ass, boot looking ass nigga.
Shoosh.
Shout out to Kyrie though, but goddamn, how I say shout out to him like that.
Boy, ain't no fucking way, boy.
Nah, I don't think so. But yeah, bro, what's your feelings on that, bro?
It's crazy you said shout out to Kyrie after you just said all that shit. God.
He know it. It's entertainment, man. He
okay.
know what it is.
Entertainment.
He know he said the
You always
man.
On Kyrie neck, though.
Because he's a fucking weirdo.
You
he's saging the court and all that dumbass shit. Ain't shaving his beard, looking like a goddamn Chewbacca, goddamn stand in. This nigga weird, man. Fucking up teams, fucked up the Celtics, fucked up the Cavs, fucking up the Nets.
Come on, champ.
He can ball, but it's his mental capacity that's fucking up everything. That's how they feel when they sign this ignorant ass sage burning nigga. You know what I'm saying? That's how them teams feel like, how the fuck I got this stupid motherfucking Erica Badu man brain ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? Fuck we signed this motherfucker for, man.
Yeah. I think my only thought was like, pretty much what I said before. Like, how much money do you need? If you truly believe something, why not just tell it? Because you got to think, not too long ago, he was sitting there saying, if they traded him from this the Nets when he first got there, his first year there or second year there, they said, Kyrie came out and said, like, through sources, like, if they trade me, I'm retiring.
Right.
Right? Like, he ain't going nowhere else. He said he was just going up and retire.
Yeah, I heard him say that.
So, that means that you kind of don't even want to play basketball no more. They seem like they didn't, you didn't, all, lost all your fun with it, right? So, and if you, so you already don't want to hoop no more. It ain't going the way you want to. And on top of that, you know, you truly believe in, you want to stand on this, then this is the perfect time.
It is the perfect time.
What can they say to you if you ain't hooping?
They not can't a damn say thing. To him. So I feel, but he really ain't even speaking on it to the degree like why he's standing on it so much. He hasn't really gone into too much detail. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how Colin Kaepernick was. Like, nigga, you ain't even explaining nothing. Nigga ain't talking nothing. Get your bitch ass out of here too. But it's like, yeah, I just feel like if you're going to stand on it and make a point of why, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
He did it for the 19 situation, the Cuvito, you know what I'm saying? He stood on that, and he actually came out on top. But with this one, it's like, bro, what are you trying to do, bro? Like, what is your problem? If you feel like you're standing on it, explain it to your people so we can help you and understand.
Right.
But not saying nothing and then apologizing and paying money and all that. And, like, niggas is just too weird with the flip-floppery. Just like Kanye did all that shit, all this complaining, now he apologized.
It looks like Yay, type inspired Kyrie, they seem like.
I think inspired him to do such, but you know, both of them niggas apologized anyway, so what was the point of them doing that?
I think he thought he was gonna stand on what Kanye didn't.
Right, but he did.
But then he didn't.
Come on, man.
So it kind of backfired.
The jig is up.
Kyrie Irving, man, we want you out of here, brother. We came to a conclusion. We want your ass out there.
Yeah, how do you think Kevin Durant feels about him with all doing all this?
He's depressed, man.
Yeah.
You see how thin his goddamn ankles is? He can't handle too much. You know what I'm saying? He can't handle all that shit on his back. Yes. You know what I'm saying? They put too much.
The load getting too crazy?
Yeah, the load busting the goddamn shin splints.
But then they got Steve Nash out of there.
Instantly.
Yeah.
They told Steve Nash this.
The jig is up.
Yes, get your crack ass up out of here.
Yeah, he did tell him that.
Put a whole foot in his ass.
But that was the one they said was going to be the best coach. They were like, man, we ain't going to get no, nobody's going to, we ain't got no coach pretty much.
That's true, but they said this, man.
Boy, ain't no fucking way, boy.
Yeah, it just wasn't working. Because he said he couldn't handle this team or something. They weren't listening to him. You definitely
lost
the
locker room, they said.
Yeah, you say that, it's over. You know that.
Yeah.
I heard they're trying to get
the dude from Boston Celtics.
Yeah, he's trying to go in there. He got some new pussy to fucking go there then. Gonna be a fresh crop of new pussy to goddamn
I think me along his wife gonna be going there with him, though.
You think he got back with her?
No, they still together because she said, like, let's go through this in private, you know?
Yeah, bitch ain't going nowhere. She ain't been in the movie so goddamn long, bitch. That's why her name, Nia Long Fisher, bitch ain't been in that movie so goddamn long. You know what I'm saying? Shit. She my horse to the goddamn nigga ass down there. Where's she gonna go?
Come on, champ. Don't get it fucked up or Mr.
Scratch. You activated, ain't
come
you?
On, champ. Big.
You know what I'm saying? She ain't going no goddamn where. Bitch ain't been in. We
giving y'all that real
top of the moot
talk.
Bitch, we ain't like it. It's just poetic justice, huh?
Oh, was she shit. That?
That's Jenna Jackson.
Yeah, I was going to say, bro, she went in that movie, bro.
Big Caucasian,
you
man.
You thinking Friday type.
Love Jones, right?
Love Jones, yeah.
No, you talking about Friday. No. Hold on, nigga.
No, that was Neil Long. Friday? Yeah, she was Neil Long. The one was with Ice Cube, nigga.
Oh, because she was in Boys in the Hood, too.
All-timers kicking in. Boy, you get old. You get old.
Relax.
So?
Thought you had me, did you?
Nope, I'm with you. Now, I'm prepared, brother. And I was saying, heard about the broker's account. You know what I'm saying? Going to pay for my meds. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, if they get him, I hope he actually gets the job at the Nets. They
me too,
saying,
I want to see what bitch he gonna fuck. Done.
Oh, shit, man.
I know they got some good New Yorkian pussy he could get out there, huh?
New Jersey, man, New Jersey.
That's where they at.
In New Jersey, yeah.
New Jersey Nets.
Because that's why Kyrie wanted to go. Was it New Jersey?
No, it's Brooklyn Nets, nigga.
It's Brooklyn, ah, oh, shit. What was it? Oh, New Jersey Nets, that was... You got me on that one.
Ignorant motherfucker.
Legendary.
Embarrassing. Yeah,
got me
don't
on that
get
one.
It fucked
I
up.
I just caught a dub, and then I caught a dub.
Oh, you
me.
Definitely caught a motherfucker. Yeah.
Rigo Mortis.
Nigga said New Jersey. We talking about New old Jersey goddamn Droslyn Pickerich days and Nick Anderson days.
I'm talking about when R.J. Jefferson and Vince Carter was up there.
You talking about Kerry Kittles and all them niggas, man. Come on, bro. You tripping. Yeah, you talking about goddamn Kenyon Martin, yeah. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucking goddamn Richard Jefferson.
Yeah, for sure. That's actually pretty funny. But no, So, yeah, they're in Brooklyn. So, yeah, I guess he is out there in the MOOC, huh?
Hell yeah. He don't go out there and feast.
Hopefully he gets a job out there.
Yeah. I think he should get it though. All jokes aside, I think it'd be good for him. You know what I'm saying? He's a legendary coach. He just like a nigga, man. He gotta practice no nut November, man. He'd be all right.
Yeah. Do you think Kevin Durant going like? Because I know he signed that 4-year deal. It was 4 years, right? A new extension move.
Extension, yeah.
Yeah. So they got him under contract. Now Kyrie, the jig is up after this one, brother.
The jig is up.
He gonna be banished out the NBA.
Because they didn't give him no extension.
He gonna be banished at the NBA.
Think so?
Yeah, it's time.
Somebody gonna take him. It'll probably be the Lakers.
We need his ass out of here, man.
Lakers will take him.
What can we do? Can we get a petition? I want him out.
You think LeBron take him back?
Nah, LeBron a bum. He's old and embarrassing.
Oh, come on,
missing
champ.
Legs, grabbing his pinky like he hurt his pinky.
Come on, champ.
It's over, LeBron. Crazy. Who said that? I think Jalen Rose said it.
Who do you think would be better, Russell Westbrook?
Westbrook over LeBron.
No, Russell Westbrook. Oh, okay. Come on, champ.
I'm bullshit. We know
Russell Westbrook or Kyrie. Kyrie. But
nah,
he might not play,
he
though.
He fuck up locker room. He ain't playing. Fuck that nigga, man. That nigga don't be playing, and he be acting dumb. And LeBron don't like that nigga. He left him. Remember that?
Yeah, but LeBron.
Hating on him. I'm the man of the team, and I want to be my own team. Like, he's somebody.
LeBron forgiving person, though.
He don't be giving a fuck.
Yeah, he don't.
He don't give him that ring. I give him that now.
He about business.
He is about business, man. But he need to go ahead and know the business is past due. And that nigga,
the jig is up. Yeah,
it's 20 years, brother. We seen it this year, man.
No, all it was just one play.
All that Super LeBron shit is out
that
the window.
That was one play.
We want your ass out of here too, LeBron.
No.
How about that? We want you gone. We want you.
You know how much viewership is going to fall off the NBA when LeBron retires?
It's that time.
Because what are we going to watch the NBA for?
I don't watch that shit nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, I
just watch highlights and get news. No, so
yeah, I don't, if LeBron ain't playing, I don't even know what the hell I'm even watching for.
I mean, who out there cold right now?
There's a lot of niggas that's tough.
I seen that nigga Blake Griffin on the Celtics. Now that nigga just turned to a journeyman.
Once
them knees and little back went out, huh?
Yeah, they got him fucked up.
God damn. Yeah, it's bad. Just on any team.
Yeah, it's bad. Because he was at Brooklyn before then.
Right. God damn.
Yep. DeAndre Jordan, too. They got him.
He's journeyman, too,
tight. Niggas was highlight reels, boy. It was killing it,
all
too.
That dunking shit don't mean nothing, man. I'm trying to tell y'all, man. All that Amaya Stoudemire ass shit.
See,
man.
Anthony Edwards ain't been dunking. He like, shit, I'm trying to preserve these motherfucking
dudes. You got to do it early, though. You know what I'm saying? That what Jordan was doing. That what Kobe started doing.
Yeah, they asked him, like, man, why you ain't been dunking? He said, man, I'm just trying
and
to
all these big niggas in the way, I'm trying to hurt me.
Yep.
Chill out.
Yeah, he said, hey, man, I'm just, you know, these layups is hard, too.
They're trying to tell you, though, but all that super dunking, because that's taking a lot of velocity. When you really dunking that motherfucker, you got to generate. Because I know I was a dunking nigga. That shit wear and tear on you after a while. Because you generate so much power because it's not really controlled. You just, it's a lot of, to really be dunking on niggas and dunking shit, you got to be spontaneous with the jump. Yep. So that's a lot of power, bro.
No question.
And that shit drains you, your soul.
So there's a lot of G-forces in the kneecaps.
Yeah, man. So you got to relax. So
that's true.
And speaking of that, Dwayne Wade.
Speaking of LeBron. LeBron, banana boat, homie.
Yeah, they banana brothers.
Mm-hmm.
The God.
So, man, what we noticed...
Why they always make fun of him with the banana boat?
Because that was some different type of shit, man. So, Dwayne Wade, he got a daughter, son, named Zaya Wade, right? The mother has filed an objection to reject Zaza's change of gender and insurance of a new birth certificate, says Dwayne Wade in exploiting Zaza Wade. So, what that's being said is Dwayne Wade's baby mama vetoed his son, daughter, whatever she is, to get her birth certificate changed to be a female because he was born a male initially, technically, scientifically. I don't fucking mentally, I don't. So the mom said, hey, man.
Boy, ain't no fucking way, boy.
You know what I'm saying? And when she saw that news, she was like, hey.
God damn.
What's this nigga doing?
The jig is up.
We ain't accepting this, man. So...
I'm just surprised that the roles were reversed, that the mom did that instead of dad, because usually the mom be fully supportive of something like that, and the dad to be the one that combat.
It's rare it's the other way around. Yeah. So with that being said, and I don't know, it's crazy. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to
read. But it said the mom, because I got it right here, it said the mom, Dwayne Wade, accused by ex-wife, who Three's talking about, she's accusing Dwayne Wade of exploring their trans child for financial gain.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, for financial gain. That's her take on it.
Oh, they think you're trying to exploit the kid.
That's what she think.
Trying to get some TV shows and get in there.
And then kind of get into the LGBTQ type understanding, because that's a different type of bag now.
Yeah, with the human trafficking type, or to sell it off?
Hey, bro, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm just talking about the full universal bag of the understanding.
The Jeremy Epstein move?
Because we do know that they do run the world type.
Who? No, it's funny, but that's them. True. No, that's true. The LGBT, he's trying to get cool with them, get more cohorts.
That's what the baby mama is accusing them of.
That was the baby mama saying. You ain't saying
I'm not saying that.
So you ain't saying that.
No, no, sir.
Come on, man.
Relax.
No, sir.
We cool with everybody, everything, man. Hear me?
God bless America.
But listen, though.
Land of opportunity. Whatever you want the opportunity to be.
But, that's crazy, man. I don't know. I really have no too much take on that. That's their own personal affairs. But end of the day, man.
Yeah, because that's a touchy subject.
Extremely.
That's a touchy subject. Because, one, you're dealing with people, kids.
Right.
You're dealing with a whole different community.
Right.
You know, zero tolerance understanding.
Zero.
You know, so it's just, that's a touchy subject, y'all. So, you got to let that family handle that.
Yeah, let them handle that. Whatever they do, that's on them, too.
Yeah, for sure.
But also, another news, speaking of money, NASA explored a golden asteroid that can make everyone on Earth a billionaire. It's like $100 trillion golden asteroid they're supposed to be found or something like
Okay, let's talk about this.
Please.
Can make everyone on Earth a billionaire.
Yep.
Okay. So if it could make everyone on Earth a billionaire, I'm going to tell you what it's going to do. They're going to make the top 1% of motherfuckers, or 0.001%, they're going to make them trillionaires, and then the millionaires are going to become the billionaires, and then the millionaires are going to be the broke niggas.
Damn.
And then the ones that fall under the millionaires, we really jacked. Not three, though, three millionaire. But me?
Woo. I ain't no man, though.
I'm Jack.
Thousand now, man. But hope they trickle me something down, though. I damn sure accept it. But yeah, that's crazy, man, that they finding about time NASA went to work. You know, I just feel like they spent all these hundreds of billions wasting money. They're looking at stars and shit. They ain't told us or showed us shit for the last 70 years. They already lied to us that it was on the moon. Bitch, you wasn't on the moon, man. Neil Armstrong.
This a fact?
Hey, Neil Armstrong, you dead or not?
Is this a conspiracy theory or is this a fact?
Neil Armstrong. Nigga, you went on the moon, boy.
The jig is up.
Because you know what?
Boy, ain't no fucking way, boy.
We was on no fucking moon, bitch.
Because they at least went back a million times, huh?
Niggas ain't went back yet. How you go back way back then, the first time you on that bitch breakdancing doing that, you ain't been back yet. We supposed to have a whole goddamn colony on that motherfucker by now.
Ain't no country nobody been, huh?
Niggas is bullshitting. I don't believe they ever went, never will. But
what y'all think? Drop some comments below. Let us know what y'all think. Go to Apple, too, and let us know what y'all think on the 5-star review. Because that's crazy. The moon?
Yeah, the moon. That's crazy. I don't believe the niggas went to the moon. This asteroid, though, I hope the asteroid is real. I definitely want to get a piece of that gold. I want a piece of that gold. Can I get a piece of the asteroid gold? Can I get some shit? Give me some of that nigga gold. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Also, Drake just dropped a new album. He going crazy, talking crazy about everybody.
Meg Thee Stallion included.
Shout out to 21 Savage, man. I know he tapped in. Shout out to the little brother 21 Harold. Tapped in with the God and DJ Hazel. You know what I'm saying? That make all the beats, man. They all tapped in with the three of them, man, in the tar guy situation. I think that's legendary that he pulled, you know, 21 Savage up to the level he's at. He's already a legendary arena nigga, but to do a joint album with Drake is historical. You know what I'm saying? So big salute to him for doing
that.
Yeah, bringing a real nigga along like that and put him in that position, that's tough.
For sure.
But I'm heard he talking greasy on this album the whole time.
Damn.
Talking about Meg Thee Stallion, talking about Kanye.
21 Savage ain't dropped an album in a while either, has he?
Not in a while since that. Mm-hmm. Like, he did good, though. I think he won a Grammy with that J. Cole move.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
That's hard.
Yeah, he got a few of them, too. He got one with Post Malone with that Rockstar. That's a hard song, ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
Shout out to Post Malone.
All niggas from Atlanta know niggas. We fuck with everybody.
Yeah, everybody fuck with us. We fuck with them, too,
yeah,
man.
For
but,
sure.
Yeah, I think it's legendary, man. But I hear you taking big shots at Kanye, talking him crazy, talking about you only linked up with him because Jay Prince, you a bitch and all that, going crazy.
Damn, they big frenemies type.
Yeah, frenemies. But Kanye jumped back today. What he put? He said, everyone already know I done gave this man his flowers multiple times. Let's really see
enough
who,
already.
Let's really see who are really ops are in this music game. Imagine all the rappers on the same side and everyone cleaning up each other's contracts. It's kingdom time. Love, Drake. Okay, that's G shit.
That was a good way to respond.
But it's really true, though. Like, end of the day, people need to work together, come together, and get it right because y'all all getting fucked over at end of the day.
Yeah, for sure. Let me send this one to you, 2, 3.
But I think Drake, this was because everybody's talking about Bad Bunny making so much money on his tour, $130 million or whatever. Drake said on his shit, he getting a $500 million deal, nigga.
See,
but they saying Drake got 500 M's, nigga.
Speaking of yay to the ye to the ye to the
put yay on this.
Yep. There's a new clip surfacing. That's type making some big traction. Is Charlamagne?
Yeah.
Pretty much said what Kanye said before.
Oh.
Yeah, pull that up so you can hear it. You know what I'm saying? And Charlamagne pretty much said what Kanye said. You know what I'm saying? And then Meek Mill called him on it. Meek Mill actually shared your video too. Shout out to Meek Millie.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Meek Mill. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that, Millie, man.
Yeah.
He shared my video, one of the most viral videos in the world. Me
and
roasting the bitch.
Us being Omi and Hellcat. Omi and Hellcat, our dog. Omi know Meek Mill very well.
Right.
We know each other. Yeah. So, of course, you know, they know us too. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, because, you know, if you tapped in with somebody, you're going to tap in with other people.
Yeah,
and if
know.
Not, you've seen them. And even if you ain't fully indulged, you know. You gonna know, brother. They just like us, y'all. We normal human beings. Y'all normal human beings. You know, we scroll, they scroll. You know, we do our research, they do their research. You know
facts.
What I'm saying? Like,
ain't
it don't
no
make
difference.
Them exempt from shit. You know what I'm saying? They're
and
human.
Ain't no difference on nothing.
They got the same apps we got. You know what I'm saying?
There's everybody only, human.
There's only a select few real niggas on YouTube.
That's
you know what I'm saying? They gotta be entertained just like we gotta get entertained.
Yep.
So whether they on a podcast talking about it or not, they see niggas and they know niggas. So.
And it's all love always.
It's all love. For
but
sure.
It's always extra dope when people share people, especially when they come up.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That's much appreciated because it can do wonders for somebody, you know?
Yep. And shout out to Omi and Hellcat too, because I told him we gotta get like a portable setup, fly out there, get Omi on there. Yep. See, and this kind of goes back to what you were talking about. You gotta go back a little bit. Yep. Keep going. Right about there, somewhere on there.
Thing Kanye West said.
Yep, here go now. Yep, just let it play right there.
You know, about the Jewish media and about how the Jews control America.
And
that's true.
Play that audio right now. Check out the clip.
Let's go back to what you said, how we all need to be together.
We don't have no power.
we do, we can all click up. We don't have no organization that has holds anyway. And then we can keep on holding weight. We don't have no organization that holds no weight. You can't speak bad about a Jewish person because they have organizations and they're a close-knit group of people in power who will bring you down. Same thing with gays. You can't say nothing bad about gays because they move as a unit. Black people don't have that.
I'll be honest with you, I don't feel comfortable talking about this. I'm sweating right now.
There's certain things I'm not like to talk about, and I love Jewish people. But they're powerful.
Yep,
and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, he said that, but he ain't going against him, though. I don't know.
No, he ain't going against him, but no, but he's pretty much, yeah, because I guess that's what
everybody says that. Ain't no nigga who got common sense don't say that same shit, though, so I don't think he's really agreeing with Kanye. He agreed that, which everybody
like the
does.
The part we agree with him with, too, like black people do need to be more together, we do need to be, right, but just not where you saying
Yeah, he's saying that the Jew control the media and all that, and the gay people, they work together, the Jewish people do too, and they pull it down. We all say that. We all know that. So he ain't saying nothing new. I don't think they exposed him. Everybody said that. Ain't probably ain't one nigga that got some common sense that ain't said that.
I don't know. It's 8 minutes. I don't know if he said it at the end or not, though.
Nah, he just said he's sweating. He ain't gonna say nothing to offend him. He ain't gonna say nothing to offend him. Of course he not. But that's not really exposing him. I don't think so, but... We all know this, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I didn't think it was exposed. You know they're going to use that for clickbait.
But
the part of, like, you saying, like, I just brought that up because you were talking about, like, how we need to all kind of be together more.
Right.
Instead of, like, how you said with Drake and Kanye, right?
Yeah.
Like, how Drake said that, and then Kanye's like, listen, we need to look at each other's contracts. Right. Well, that's pretty much essentially what Charlamagne was saying right there, so that's why I brought it up.
Yeah, we got to get together. No, you're right.
Yeah, I wasn't bringing it up for, like, because I thought he was actually getting exposed.
Right.
I'm bringing it up because I think that you're 100% right. Like, what Kanye said to Drake and his response to Drake over the album, I think it was factual. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think so, too. I just think we all got to work together and build instead of trying to tear each other apart because we all just fighting for a small piece of the whole pie. Like, that's what you got to understand. Even if you get $500 million, we already know what they're getting off you. We already know you're getting 0.0000.1 off a stream. Like, who calculated that?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you could do a billion streams to get whatever it is. It ain't that much.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? But who really getting that money, the real bulk of it?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
and you niggas is happy about Kanye going from $6 billion to $400 billion or $500 million or whatever. Y'all niggas is crazy because y'all got to understand, you know, instead of, like, being happy to see him down, they're just happy to see him drop from the $6 billion mark.
Right. Right?
A lot of the hater motherfucker type.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, at the end of the day, still got more money than you.
Oh, no question.
So why not? You know what I'm saying? Like, so, yeah, tap in. Tap in. Let's all look at each other's contracts, like Yee said.
Well,
let's all help each other become millionaires and billionaires.
Angela Yee.
Yee to the A, Yee to the Yee.
I always fuck up with that. With the Yee.
Yeah.
Because that's the way it's spelled.
That's why I always got to joke it off, y'all. But, yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, he's right, though. Everybody should be building up each other's contracts. Everybody should be helping each other with numbers, monetizing their brands.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so much to be given there. And white people, Asian people, they all do it together. Jewish people, they all do it together.
I just saw Wallow said something about that on a Big Fast podcast. Shout out to Wallow and the Big Fast podcast. He was saying, like, he always share other people. He always post other people. Podcasts, whatever. He don't see no competition enough for everybody.
Facts.
Because he feel like if I get 100 million, you get 100 million, that's cool. That still ain't really nothing to the real world.
Yep,
like,
facts.
To the real billionaires and all that. So why not? Why not
we
do with your own
crumbs,
people?
Man. Right.
Right. So we fighting over crumbs.
Crumbs.
They eating the whole goddamn cheese loaf.
The whole entree.
Yeah. So you got to salute people and try to work with each other, man. That's enough for air. The more we build together, the more we can grow together. Like, that's what it's about.
And that's something we both understood from the very beginning.
Right.
You know, but even then, even the people that we try to help out, you see that they be type slick competing and shit like that.
Always.
It's just like, man, some people just got it in their fucking blood.
Some people just can't help it. They've been so discombobulated by life.
And it's so unnecessary, you know? But I don't know. And then the part is, it's sad. It's like they feel like they kind of got one up on you. You know, you got one up on yourself, champ.
That's where it's at.
You blowtorch yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because then, you know, every person has a window, and every person window does dwindle. So the same people you see on your way up, you see on your way down. So treat people accordingly. So when you're doing shit like that, you never win in the end.
That's true, and you got to pay attention to that. Like, and you got to see, like, past how people move when they didn't move accordingly with their people or other people around them that's on the same level or on the come up. Yeah. It never turns out good at the end. It's all about the end game, man. So you
and Meek
build
Mill,
it.
We never touched on that part either. Meek Mill later on in that interview, he was pretty much saying, I'm just going to make it real quick. He said, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but he pretty much said, was like, hey, man, you get on these platforms, you got to watch what you say and how you say it because, you know, they own by these, you know, corporate, you know what I'm saying, like mainstream people,
right,
and different things like that. And Charlamagne was like, "No, I'll be saying some stuff." He didn't. Meek Mill looked at him. He did the three. Do you?
Right.
What you be saying? He said, "No, you be treading the line, boy.
Yeah.
You be treading the line. You say some crazy shit, but you don't go off the ripter, do you?
Nah, especially no more."
He's like, "Cause they gonna cut off your money."
Yeah, he got to that bag, and Charlamagne changed.
Charlamagne agreed.
You gotta adjust, though. You gotta adjust with life.
Yeah, he tried to recant, but he agreed initially.
He had to adjust, you know. Shout out to Charlamagne. He made a great pivot.
Mm-hmm.
It was just being controversial, saying whatever he want. Once he understood the game and the money and the, you know what I'm saying, the corporate side of it, he calmed down and ran with that. Now look at him now. You know
what I'm saying? I think Meek Mill has a hard time balancing the streets and what you can say publicly and what you can say privately.
Extreme.
And he'd be around Jay-Z, and Jay-Z's a mastermind at that shit.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? And he's made his to where you can't pull no rug from under him. And he sold whatever parts, to my knowledge, he sold whatever parts that they could pull the rug from. Like when he had the Ace of Spades, like, if let's say if they wanted to just kick him out of some shit or something, he had a little ownership in it, right?
He owned
big
that.
Ownership. Not fully, it was like 10%.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, but still 10% of a lot of billions is a whole, come on, brother.
You're going to break it down.
Right. So it's like, the thing is, though, is he knew, like, even when he had that, what was it, stadium or something? Something he bought or something, he got sold.
The Nets.
The Nets, there you go, he got rid of.
1%.
Right. You see what I'm saying?
Everybody like, man, you only got 1%. It's a $1 billion company. What is y'all talking about, you roach?
Yeah, but you know, you can't try speaking money to people that ain't got no money.
It's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Or business that ain't never had no business.
Get them out of
here. So it's different. But or ownership of people that's never had ownership.
Right? Shut up.
So it's like, that's stupid. People even be trying to troll people with money. Peasants. You ain't got no money. That's so stupid.
Doesn't make no sense.
You should just be listening and shutting the fuck up.
Worry about your own peasant food.
Right.
Eat your gruel.
Follow the blueprint.
Please do it.
Right? But he pretty much, he made it to where his money, can't nobody take his money.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Like, if Jay-Z came out and said that, they couldn't knock his billion some all the way down to $400 or $500 million. I don't think so. Not like how they did with Kanye, because you said Kanye's shit was all tied into it, right?
Yeah, that it was all tied to the deals and the equity and within the companies.
What could they do to Jay-Z that could knock that down?
He owned all that shit.
And all his money. What could they do?
Too much ownership.
But you never know what these people do, huh?
They'll figure it out. If he ran his goddamn mouth, they'll knock his nigga ass down too. Now, don't get it fucked
Damn.
Up. Don't worry about it. Because
they do it. They
don't
own people if they get out of line.
Or Mr. Scrooge.
Anybody can get it, bro. It's that nigga wake up call. It's always ready
That's
to be
true,
run.
Huh?
That alarm always ready to be run for any black son bitch.
Yeah.
That nigga wake up call.
Yeah. Speaking wake of Diddy, you got a person that's opposite of Diddy got billions too. That's
Speaking
a new profound billionaire. Diddy.
Diddy, finally a billionaire.
So and we were just talking about cookies the other day and all that
right.
money.
That's
that,
true.
You know what I'm saying?
Extremely true.
And $400 or $500 million or whatever he worth.
$400 million.
Right?
Yeah.
What was his name?
Burner.
Burner. And then now Diddy, the largest black owned cannabis operation with $185 million purchase. Not only that, but you gotta give Diddy his flowers fully. You know what I'm saying? Not that kind of party though, because you know Diddy, hey, brother.
Yeah, he have a good time.
The jig is up.
Hey, not this way. But here's the thing. That was actually funny when I remember when I had Lecrae in the video and we was
Oh yeah,
is that was a good little funny joke. We just played though; it was all joke show.
Hey,
but anyway, but the thing was, is Diddy not only has this right here now, and this is something new I just learned about.
Uh-huh.
But then he also has that tequila. Was it tequila?
He been had a tequila,
but that's crazy though. He had the Diddy, he had the tequila Ciroc.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They all under the same umbrella.
Damn, that's hard.
Yeah, and the De Leon, the Ciroc. Them is
Leave
two
that
big
nigga
boys.
Alone, man.
Yeah, now he just purchased a cannabis, black-owned cannabis company, first ever one, the largest one, I guess, which is legendary, $185 million purchase, man. Everybody get into it. I haven't heard that Circle K and certain gas stations is going to be able to like sell marijuana soon, too. So
Yeah,
it's crazy. They already got like vape pens and CBD and stuff
That's
like
hard.
That. So, yeah, it's getting real normal, like liquor going to be soon. So people get into it early, they're going to prosper with that.
Yeah, that's crazy. And it's so hard to get your license, a cannabis license, too, I heard.
That's a different type of understanding. You really got to know what you're doing, man.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, your ass is going to be in there. They still be arresting people. Because it's still like a cash business from what I heard.
So that always make it sketch.
Yeah, that is. So even right now, like, people have all the dispensaries. That's why there's a lot of robberies and a lot of killings about that, because they moving in cash.
Yeah.
They still can't really put it in banks and stuff like that, which is crazy.
That
you know what I mean?
Wild.
But
yeah.
I had a few offers to do stuff with cannabis and be a... Yeah, brand and have my own strands and all that stuff. I'm still trying
do
to
some
adjust.
Weed now.
You'll do it?
Everybody always think I'm high for some reason.
You look high. You're high
people say
life,
that.
Brother.
People say that often though.
You're high a lot, brother.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I definitely have a strand of weed. Call it top of the moop strand.
That's hard.
Yeah, it'd be hard. That'd be heavy. Come
That's
on, champ.
Man.
I'll do some weed. I'll smoke that shit too.
I think you should too.
Blow it, get some. You know what I want? I want tequila. I've been saying this for years though.
You want a tequila?
Even before Rock came out tequila, I was always like, I'll do some tequila.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
I always wanted to do like a organic, like non-alcoholic, like champagne or something.
Yep.
So you be in the club, you have just a dope-ass bottle.
That'd be hard.
It's not alcoholic, but it's a turn-up like situation.
Yeah.
Not like an energy drink, but it's some type of turn-up, non-alcoholic.
I would say it got to be a turn-up,
that
though.
Get you, it got to be activated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Something that'll get you super
something's
activated.
Something's going to give them a little.
In a dope-ass bottle.
Maybe like a champagne pre-workout type or something.
Not a pre-workout, but I'm just trying a champagne to energy
reach
drink.
For something with you,
like
brother.
A champagne
because you ain't came with no alcohol. You niggas want to get drunk and have a good time. Not organic, but I know I do.
I want to get some type of activation in the blood pool. And also the beat, get some extra dick stiffery in that motherfucker, too. So you hype in the club, then you go fuck pussy, be ready.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
so a mixture of both. Hyper and horny.
So you want the hyper horny type, understanding? So you want hyper horny drunk?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to. See, that's a good one now because I just smoke some weed.
Yeah, think about that.
But you got to see, I'm older now. So I, like before, you know, when you're in college, you wouldn't know. But everybody else out there know in the audience.
Everybody beside me.
You get drunk, you get activated.
Yeah.
Nigga, I get drunk now, brother, at my age, bro.
Gonna
I'm sleepy.
Yeah, you're going to sleep.
Yeah, I'm going to put me down. I'm going to sleep.
You big, goddamn.
It's jacked. I'm tired, man. I'm gonna pass out. Then you wake up like, oh damn, I fell asleep. Shit.
With the whole outfit on. Yeah, I was about to go crazy.
With the socks and the belt still on. Yeah, see? But if I rarely ever smoke. I'm keep it real with y'all. But it's like
But you do smoke weed.
I smoke some weed.
I smoke some weed. The jig is up.
Yeah, every rare occasion. Nah, but it's like I'm not an avid smoker.
Though. Yeah, it's very, you know, rare, very rare.
But yeah, you got to understand, I started smoking weed at like 9, 11 years old, something like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it gives you some understanding.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about be getting high after school. It'd be all,
Until
we talking like 10, 11 years old too, bro.
Early in the game.
Super early. I think I was like 9. I can't remember my age, but I was super young. But anyway, I stopped before I went to prison. And then obviously, you know, prison. I never seen the point of getting high and drunk in prison.
Too much going
niggas
on.
Niggas be getting high and drunk. I did get high. I ain't gonna lie. I did get high one time, but I just smoked a little joint.
K2?
No, real weed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Then you
got get in. They got the Keister that motherfucker.
They gonna Keister it up.
Dude. Damn, you smoked the Keister weed.
Yeah, yeah. What did Ray say? What did he say? He's an ass sniffer. Yeah. That's how they get it in there.
Hey, brother.
Yeah,
boy,
I know how they get it in, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, but the joints be so like paper thin.
I hope so. Got to shove it up the ass to get
in. I mean, yeah. So you got to.
You want a big ass motherfucker? Yeah. Jump a live blunt
because it could be that. But I remember one time, you know, I was in Stillwater. You know what I'm saying? Maxon, Minnesota, and then you know, you smoke. I'm giving away the intel.
Go ahead, give it to him. Tell on
everybody. You blow down the toilet. So the toilets in prison is really strong. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you can flush down anything down the motherfuckers. They make it like that to where you can't clog it up or...
So
you are right. They make it to where that bitch suck out everything. It'll suck your motherfucking intestines out your ass. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so you smoke and then you flush and then it just... You blow out, you hit the flush button, it just goes. You know what I'm saying? But so I did that maybe one or two times in prison. Probably on a stressful day where I was probably depressed. Mm-hmm. Man, one of them days I'm just going to cell all day.
Went
type.
Through a lot, brother.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But but from there, though, you got to think, though, after that, like, if I was to get drunk now, a good one or two hits, I'm super light with it, bro. I'm a light smoker if I do smoke.
Right.
But it's like one or two hits, I'm cool with some lick. And then that's like the perfect balance now.
Right.
I don't want to just be high to be high either. Because that shit fuck with your
right.
Yeah, no, I don't like that.
It's a different type of high that we do to people now, boy.
Oh, man. You then out here in LA, this shit
motherfucker
different.
Be high, man.
Yeah, and then if I get high, man, I don't really like that shit. I'll be type smoking in the pigeon coop type.
Paranoid type.
You know what I'm saying? I don't like that shit. And I can't function. I can't go out there in the regular world. Like, so when niggas be thinking I'm vlogging, I could never vlog and be high.
Right.
I got to be like, in the room, ducked off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, chilling.
Yeah, yeah, and only around my most comfortable people.
Right, right. That makes
I'm not
sense.
Running to the store. I'm not doing nothing.
It's over with.
Yeah, it's over with, brother. The jig is all the way up, brother.
You know the jig is up.
Yeah, yeah, but I'll be high, drunk type, just sitting there chilling with the bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I think I'm going to give y'all some real shit now. Y'all want some
transmission? Okay, let's get some, brother.
Last time was with my nigga Frank when I was in the Bay. Before he went back to the Philippines.
What's up, Slim?
Yeah, me and my nigga got drunk, man. Then we hit the Bleezy.
Shit. Yeah. They ain't do the powder?
Nah, pre-roll, motherfucker. No, I ain't doing it. Oh, come
you
on,
did
brother.
The coke?
Whoa.
Whatever. Come on, champ. Big white man mode.
Yeah.
Boy, ain't no fucking way, boy.
Okay. No, sir.
I never did
no drugs.
I thought you were going to do
other than weed. Well, you know, Adderall is a methamphetamine.
No, that's
shit
serious.
They say that's meth. You know what I'm saying? I've been on that shit since I was 6 years old.
Oh, yeah, that motherfucker is serious.
Ain't no telling what that shit even do to the brain long term.
That's a fact, bro.
Ain't that some
especially
shit?
Especially nowadays, like, niggas really own them fentanyls and the Adderalls. And what's the other shit? It's Adderall, then it's Oh, the Percocets.
Percocets.
God damn. The
Oxycontin's tight.
Them motherfuckers.
Niggas be on all that
they
shit.
They be smoking them motherfuckers in goddamn like Arizona.
No, nigga be little. They might, you know, in prison, nigga, I had one nigga, I can't get his name, but it was one of my cellies. Yeah. You know, he get his pills, nigga.
Was it inmate number?
From the pill run. I can't do that one either, brother. But I would. I ain't gonna say where he's from.
I don't do that, bro. Let him be.
All right, that's my nigga. I can't. Right. But anyway, because I don't know what kind of life he living right now. You know what I'm saying? We don't know how far our reach is either. You know, but shout out to him because he'll notice him if I'm talking about he watching.
Never, niggas watching in prison.
Right, right, right. You can't do that one. I don't know if he's still in prison or he. He got out before me, but he ain't no telling. But then I can really miss his name.
Yeah, for sure.
But we don't know if he really gone.
Let's see. What's his name?
Anyway, no. So he crushed up his, he goes to his pill run. You know, at nighttime, you get your pill run and different things like that. He come back, he'll crush them bitches up right there. Bang, 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 bang. Snort them hoes, get straight to the blood.
Damn.
Yeah, he went fucking running. I'm in the cell. I'm like, God damn, nigga, you acting that dumb?
You snorting the motherfucking understandings?
And he was from down south too, so it was, he was different.
I remember Boosie said he used to put the acid in bitches' assholes and boom.
Damn, he said that?
Yeah, he throw it in the bitch ass on it, go right to
watch
the
watch it bubble up tight.
And they go, ugh, it gets kind of hot. Right in the ass and
torpedo
dissolve,
to the brain. Yeah,
dissolve
the blood.
The shit tube, yep.
Damn.
Niggas was crazy, ain't it?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I used to see some wild shit with motherfuckers doing crazy stuff. Like, you be like, You want bum G? Hell no. Nah,
hell
cool,
no,
nah,
brother. I know
what that shit be.
It's like whatever ass it takes to get high. Yeah, that's different, bro.
Yeah, it's different for sure.
But yeah, that's the new age drugs, though, the motherfucking Percocets, them Oxycontin. But we remember we was kids, them soccer moms would be riding through the Walgreens and stealing with the. We didn't know what that was.
Now we know. That's true.
That's been going on.
That is true.
They go to the prescription, they drive through the drive through, and they, what happened to the Miss goddamn Jenkins?
Yeah, and you know, I've tried looking into it before, too. Like, because, you know, obviously being diagnosed with ADHD since I was six, you know, and all the special class, you know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't until I got out of college or when I was in college that I really researched that shit. I'm like, damn, what this shit do to my brain long term?
Right.
Because you're past the age where, you know, is it something or is this propaganda that they've given us that they just gave me early on in my life and maybe there's nothing wrong with me, but it's just propaganda and now I believe the propaganda, so I'm placeboed up with the goddamn actual drug every day because I'm thinking it's doing something for me.
So you want to do the research now as a grown man.
And then there's nothing you're going to find because they ain't going to give you that type of understanding because it's going to fuck up the propaganda.
Too much money laid.
Too much money.
Especially now, they're making the most they ever did now.
But then you don't want to act like a motherfucker that got bipolar ain't bipolar because you might be tight, really bipolar and really need this medicine. But what does it do to you long term?
It got to be fucking niggas up.
It's got to.
Look what it's doing to niggas. It's the number one
because
drug.
God didn't make this shit. This is a man-made drug.
The number
drugs.
One killer of kids right now is the fentanyl and them pills right now.
See? I don't know if there's fentanyl in Adderall, but it's methamphetamine. Though methamphetamine is some serious shit.
There's methamphetamine in there for
it's
sure.
It's a controlled stimulant.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Motherfucking crank.
Yeah, a controlled substance.
Ice. Methamphetamine. Meth.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's like, and what do they make that shit up? So it got to be type made same shit when you're putting that shit in Adderall type.
They're making so much money on that shit right now.
Yeah, so it's like, come on, man.
The jig is up.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's kind of not because
niggas need it.
Do we?
Do you though?
Or do we not?
Or you need it because they gave it to you.
But do you really want to gamble with it because you type already know and you type already programmed up.
As you get
and it's been working for you and I've become highly successful for doing it.
Yep.
And it's been my whole life.
And a lot
but
of people
I do
use that-
know when I didn't take it.
Well, how you feel?
I went to prison.
Oh, shit.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie. I am a lot more hypersensitive shit. You know I'm a hypersensitive nigga with shit
anyway.
Oh, yeah,
I know when the motherfucking changed.
See,
now.
Because if I'm not on my shit, it's really abrupt. Like, I'm really big fucking live wire.
Can't say anything to anybody quick.
Nope, if I'm not on my medicine. You know what I'm saying? Because
say everything good. Nah, I ain't got to get my shit, man.
Yeah, because
that nigga fly all the way back to Minnesota to go get that one.
I did, every time. Because the thing was, in my healthcare was still in Minnesota then, too, before he was talking about when I first moved to L.A., so I had to fly back until I got all my L.A. ID, L.A. health insurance, all that shit, so I had to fly back every single time. And then when you put on a vlog every day, and then you notice, you've been around me long enough. When I don't take my medicine, I get dormitory.
Yeah.
Real dormitory.
It's an obvious change.
It is. So it's like, I don't know if that's propaganda from early on in childhood that was just given to me and then I started to believe it over a long period of time. Or, you know what I'm saying? Because I never gambled with it when I came home from prison. So when I was in prison, I said, when I get home, I need to set up, see my old psychiatrist, see my people, and then psychologist, or whatever. And then next thing you know, get back on my medicine because I did know. When I wasn't taking my medicine, then when I was in college and I did a research paper on this in college, it said that people that are ADHD are more prone to drug abuse, right?
Right.
Understand this now.
My dad
was a crackhead, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alcoholism, don't make me say it, right? Crime, going to prison, all of the shit it was like when I was reading the shit, it was, that, you know, I ain't do my homework too much, brother. Come on, you know what I'm saying? So when I actually did this one myself, 20-page research paper with works cited, and it got to be, you know, for real.
No plagiarism.
With research, right? So it's like, and when I learned about that, I said that, you know, all these things, it was like I was reading a book about my life. So ever since then, I never even gambled with it again. I said, because I know I did go to prison. I know I was in the streets. I know all that shit happened when I wasn't taking my medicine. You know what I'm saying? As soon as I got to an age where I didn't want to take that shit no more. Like, when I dropped out of high school, that shit was over. The jig was all the way up, champ.
The jig is up.
Got it the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? So I went to prison after that. So then after, I was just like, I'm going to get on my medicine, and I'm staying on my shit. And then so from there, I just kind of haven't gambled with it. You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense.
But what does that do to you long term?
You got
to
think about that.
Because it's not, God ain't put that shit here for us. This is a man-made shit. Right? So if all those chemicals and all those different things that they say when they make ice, like you brought up ice, when they put all that shit in there and you watch Breaking Bad and the shit that actually goes into that shit.
It's a lot.
That you got to think, that shit's in a pill too. It's
all
just,
that shit's so toxic around. Like,
they just make it look more mainstream and a little bit more digestible as far as having to take it every day. But now, once if you're bipolar or schizophrenic, is the odds I should take this medicine or not take it? Right, because now let's say if you take it, you know, it does do something to your brain, or you live a shorter life. Ultimately, shaves off 10 years of your life. Mm-hmm. Would you rather have 10 years shaved off, or not take your medicine and potentially be jacked, ruin all your relationships, burn bridges, mentally ill and fucking shot?
Right, that's tough. That's a tough decision to make.
Kind of damn if you do, damn if you don't.
Yeah, because especially,
it's a roll of the dice.
Especially if you, because if you know it makes a difference in how you feel.
Right.
And you just want to cut it off, and then you got to deal with that. Or should you stay on it, but you deal with the aftermath of being on it, because you don't know what that's going to be in the long run.
Right.
But you think if you stop taking it, you're going to fuck up now. That's crazy. That's crazy.
And now you kind of propaganded and are programmed.
Now you're programmed. It's just like with anything that placeboed up, you thinking it's affecting you, but it really ain't, but it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, 100%.
Damn. That's a difficult situation.
It's hard because if it's not an external... like deficiency where people could look at you and say, oh, his nose, he doesn't have a nose.
Right.
That's so I could get why he takes that medicine and puts on the prosthetic every day.
Yeah.
But when you got something like ADHD, bipolar, schizophrenic, like these things can be outlandish on the outside, but they make you just look crazy.
Right.
Right? Because they said technically Kanye was diagnosed with bipolar.
Bipolar, yeah.
Right?
He big bipolar.
Right. So it's like, but people just look at him and call him crazy.
Crazy man.
But he could be on his medicine, not be off his medicine. Ain't no telling. And then there's side effects to all these medicines.
Right.
So it does a number to you. You know what I'm saying?
It's a crazy cycle, bro.
100%.
That's why I never done none of that stuff. I probably got ADHD, schizophrenia, bipolar, goddamn sociopath. I'm a serial killer. I'm probably all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
You got a good blend.
Yeah, but I'm not taking nothing. I barely even take like Advils and shit like that.
And I don't think I would have been either, but my mom white. Shout out to you, man. She was the one that got
big
me.
Big white man.
Like, no bullshit. Yeah. Got me in there. I'm seeing when I was a kid, I used to see psychiatrists every month. Like, full nigga recorded me. So we got Corey Barrett here.
Oh, like that? Big six sense type?
No, yeah, but I was a kid. So I was a lot shorter. So
but you were stabbing people, though.
I was going through it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So my mom, like, nigga, sums up. You know, she white. This is what the fuck?
She like but, this.
Yeah, for sure. But my dad think it's type normal because he fucking retarded.
Right, he
likes it. Yeah, so it's kind of like, oh, that's my boy now. I think some of that was starting to come out.
Right.
But then he always typed out I wasn't type, giving a little bit more than we ever talked about type.
Yeah, hold on, brother. You're going too far.
See what I'm saying? But the thing was, it's a little indo-outdoor type. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is since my mom was like, okay, we got to get, he got to get some professional help.
Definitely.
I was always getting expelled. I'm always in trouble. I'm always fighting. Nah, it was crazy shit,
we
right?
We know about the knife.
Right. So it's like.
Try to whisper, but I'm going to tell
you. Yeah, come on. Try to, you know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. But my mom was like, you know, he gets some professional help. So I'm going to do Corey Barrett, that camera. Oh, he needs. My mom's dying laughing.
They got you
with
right the Hannibal sign as a lamb motherfucking recording.
Oh, he was, come on, bro. He was a Clarice looking motherfucker.
The Michael Myers.
He was so old. He was always talking about World War II and loading up the shotgun, shooting one shot, boom.
Musket motherfucker.
Load it back up.
Civil War.
He was one of them guys.
God damn.
That's early on in my childhood. I know my mom dying laughing at this because she loved when I talk about his ass. Because I always, him and his wife, I said, I know they ain't here no more. This, come on, bro.
He was too old then.
He was way too old then. You know what I'm saying?
But that's the motto type.
Yeah, but I had different psychiatrists and different psychologists that I would have to go see every now and again.
How many you didn't have, boy?
A lot.
Oh, shit.
A lot. You know what I'm saying? So when y'all hear me giving all this in-depth understanding, when I be thinking like this, it comes from a blend of always being a case study my whole life and then also being in prison too and having to sit with myself and having to evolve and figure shit out. So I say that to say this. My mom, if it wasn't for her, I'd be just like you. Right? Because my dad like, oh man, it's bullshit. But he's fully retarded.
Right.
Fully smoking crack, fully in the streets, fully gangbanging.
Right.
Just Full psychopath too. Can't ever forget that one.
Don't you know ever forget that.
Full child abuser. You know what I'm saying? We can see how I go.
Yeah, everybody relax.
I'm hitting cores now. You see what I'm saying? I don't like talking about that nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
But so if it was up to him, I'd be just as fucked up as him, if not worse.
Right.
Right? But my mom, she was the one that got on it. So the thing I'm saying all this to say, long story short, your mom probably was like, man, that's my son. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I know your mom's funny, hilarious.
Yeah.
She's a full Mrs. Three of them, right?
For sure.
Mom style, though. Yeah. Right? But the thing is, though, is to her, it was just normal how you were being.
Yeah.
And especially to your grandma, because your grandma let you get full free
reign. They knew something was wrong with me, but...
And then they knew your dad.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure.
So it's like, but your dad probably was undiagnosed with a lot of shit.
No question.
I mean, only... Come on, bro. Let's just call it what it is. White people going to look at some shit like, oh, we need to figure this out.
Yeah.
In the culture, it's just normal.
Yeah, we ain't tripping.
Come on, to be violent, to be all that shit you was doing, and your dad and all that, it's normal.
Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? But for a white woman and understanding, she like, nah, something wrong with this, mom.
That's true.
You see what I'm saying?
I definitely deserve to be in
and
that.
And she was right, something was wrong with me, nigga.
Yeah, oh, we know.
You too.
Yeah.
But only difference was, is it was normal to your mom. Because
I only had like one time to try to get somebody to talk to me when I said, they asked me what I want to be when I grow up. So I want to be an assassin, work for CIA, kill people. They gonna take, yeah. They try to
turn the jig is up.
If that ain't the biggest red flag, I don't
know. I was like,
he said, I want to be a KGB spy.
I did say that.
That's crazy.
That's why I know how to shoot guns, do all that stuff to this day so good.
That's insane.
I wanted to be that.
Hey, shout out to God through the grace of God, boy, that you ain't no serial killer, no crazy shit.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie. I think about that all the time.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I could have been one of them kids that like killed his dad or shit.
Oh, you definitely could have been one of them.
No. See,
no question.
You know the behind the scenes story.
Yeah, I ain't gonna go too.
So it's like, that's why I say never judge people, because when I see them kids and shit happen, I'll be like, what did they what did they dad do?
You always be like,
100%.
Man, he dropped to school. Hey, what happened though?
What happened?
Right.
Who kept fucking with him?
For sure.
Now, I'm not saying it's
not cool.
Justified to killing innocent kids.
Right.
But all them kids went innocent, man.
Some went on.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that death is justifiable,
right?
But there's consequences to actions.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So them parents
like
that beat their kid to death.
Yeah.
Like the shit that my dad was doing, the shit that other dads did. Like there's kids that the shit happened to me, and then that kid couldn't take it,
right?
And he killed the dad.
Oh, no question.
You get what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
But then nobody looks at it. He's like, oh, man, he killed his dad.
That's true.
You see what I'm
Sometimes
saying?
Sometimes they hear a little bit of the story, but it still ain't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it ain't to them, because they weren't there. They weren't the ones taking this beating. They weren't the ones that was getting victimized every day. They weren't the ones getting bullied.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I don't think no kid, when it's like a kid shooting, deserves to get killed, even if they're doing it. Because most kids, they hurt people
kids.
That hurt people.
Yeah,
and they don't know what they're doing. Yeah. How many people that were bullies grew up and they was like, damn, I'm such a fucked up person.
Yeah.
And then they got to go through life to figure out that they was only hurting people because the people above them were hurting
them.
They
don't figure out your way.
So I don't think no kid deserves to die. You know what I'm saying? But the parenting, like when that shit happens, we need to have a bigger discussion on why this shit is even taking place.
Most definitely.
You get what I'm
and
saying?
And try to rectify it early.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then get more programs and more people out there to talk to the kids.
Yep.
And figure out if it's a problem before it becomes a real problem.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because that shit get hectic.
100%. So that's why I say, like, y'all see me, y'all see a polished version now. Like, and I'm still evolving, I'm still trying to be better.
Right.
But there was moments as kids, there was some dark ass moments, you know what I'm saying, where I had some real shit, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I don't judge people. That's why I say when I see stuff, I'm not quick to judge people. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it may be funny. Three's not quick to judge either. He just be funny, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Right. Some of the most hilarious shit you be saying on this joint.
You gotta give him the good
but
shit.
But the thing is, though, is like, I understand that I see shit when it happens to people, and I understand what real trauma feels like. You know
most
what I'm saying?
Definitely.
And what that can do to somebody, and how easily you can switch. Because what's normal for you, you gotta think, three. You know, for anybody else that went through the same thing you went through, might have became a serial killer. Might have been a Jeffrey Dahmer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You don't know. Like, everybody handles trauma differently.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm always super sympathetic to people that go through some real shit in life. And but you probably, maybe you weren't, could have been diagnosed with anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm normal.
Yeah, maybe. But I don't think no kid saying you want to be a KGB spy type. I don't. You know what I'm saying? Come
not
on, man.
Many.
You want to work your way up with catching bodies? That's crazy.
I thought that would have been cool.
Maybe. I it's not a doubt in my mind that you thought that would be cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
there's a school, didn't they?
Yeah, but you ain't no telling what, you don't even know what your dad had. He could have had some underlying issues and stuff like that. So I think it's good. I think the medical industry, I think America in itself could be a scam, right?
Of course.
But every now and again, they hit some chords. Right, where shit is factual, like a personal bipolar or schizophrenic, different things like that. These are things that are actually really helping people, right? You know what I'm saying? And but then they misdiagnose a whole bunch of people that don't need no meds.
Yeah.
So it's like it's a tough balance.
Yeah,
you know
it's
what
tough,
I'm
especially when they start. putting people in certain classes and and making them feel some type of way, put them on a short bus and all that. Goddamn. And then so they add more to it.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that up.
Put you in the one class and everybody else is walking around. Because
what does that do to you?
Boy, that's embarrassing.
Right?
Like, nigga, you know what's going on.
It divides you from normalcy. Yeah. Right? And then now, what does that do? That creates more, that's a place where insecurities and fears kind of just manifest. You know what I'm saying? Like, they grow there. It's a perfect fertilization for insecurities.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's not cool. So you got to figure out a way to do it. And there's no, obviously, I don't know the perfect way, so I can't say, don't do this. I mean, here's what you should. I ain't got no plan.
It's tough to, you know.
But really what does it do to you long term?
It got to be drastic, brother.
Has to be, right? But what do you do, though? Do you take the medicine or do you not? Like, would you tell?
I say don't.
No?
I say don't.
Dr. CB type.
I never.
You just gotta go to one of them type understandings. Organic groups.
Yeah, I think that'd be way better.
Yeah,
most definitely.
Yeah, because it gotta be some sort of effect. Yeah, I think about that often.
I don't think them drugs is really benefit overall, especially nowadays. Yeah. I think there's other ways to do it, man. Especially like herbal wise, and you know, what I'm saying, talking to somebody.
But how do we even know the herbal is even herbal?
I know everything's.
How do we even know the organic shit is organic?
You don't know shit. They say the organic shit ain't organic. You know what I'm saying?
You see what I'm saying?
They try to say a carrot is man made. Ain't up in there, but be that way.
Lab made carrot.
That what they say? They just told us milk wasn't good for your goddamn.
Even the shit with meat.
They said milk don't do a body good.
And they say meat don't do the body good.
They just told us goddamn carrots don't do nothing for the eyes.
See?
All this damn lies they've been telling the niggas. That shit crazy.
Eat your veggies.
A lie.
We don't even know veggies do shit.
That was just to get the farmers to get more money. That was propaganda. I ain't gonna lie,
I did eat hella veggies when I was a kid. I don't know if that's coincidental that I got told, though. I eat more veggies than anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was never like a big meat eater, pause. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know.
But I was always a veggie eater. You know what I'm saying? I take cans right out the mook, put it in a bowl, hit them in there, salt and hot sauce on the green beans straight.
Straight out the motherfucking can, then warm them up.
Po nigga shit, man. Yeah. Oh, my dad had that shit.
You didn't warm them up? Then boil them bitches?
I eat them bitches straight out the can.
God damn.
Sometimes I heat them up if I was getting extracurricular that day.
Yeah.
It's Sunday, Saturday morning cartoons. Channel 23, 29, and 9.
We should be on the big naval beans, them navy beans, the big white beans. Throw that sugar on them bitches.
Yep.
Them bitches be busting.
Or bread with the sugar.
Yeah, of course. Yep, come on.
100% bread with sugar.
I was a toast eating nigga too.
Yeah.
I know how to make some toast. Throw that butter on that bitch.
To this day, I still eat bread straight out the loaf.
Oh, yeah.
On just a regular movie.
You gotta know how to toast some toast, boy.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That toast be busting.
Malto meal.
Oh, for sure.
I always like dipping my bread in the Malto meal.
And then the motherfucking, what else with them good little meals? Oh, them bologna. Of course you got the bologna. You fry that bitch up. You're going to find 18
the one with the red,
we
take the strip off, fry that bitch up until it it turns into a
that
little
fried
bowl.
Fried bologna, motherfucker.
Ooh, you got the crust on the outside.
That was a delicacy,
though. That was a delicacy.
You know what I'm saying?
Not with the government cheese that don't melt, though.
No, you eat that bitch off the block.
Yeah.
You just get that big block and cut you a chunk. I eat that bitch all day.
They got that whole clear plastic around the whole block.
Yeah. You eat that bitch was good, though. It was chunky.
Yeah.
It was cool. It was a choir taste.
You had to have the right palate.
A choir bum nigger taste. Mm-hmm,
yeah, you had to have a palate.
You eat that bitch out the water, but get some more of that cheese.
Yeah, that was the meals, though.
Niggas really was that poor. You ever get that? Did y'all? I know she did because she a hustler. Did she get the meals like from the churches, like all the expired stuff? You get a big box of that shit?
No, see, my mom was never. So here's the thing with my mom. My mom, we ate good at my mom's house.
Right.
Right. My mom always had the snacks, everything. My dad was the poor broke crackhead. Yeah, right. So it was like.
The white box cereal with the.
Now that was white with just the black words on the front.
And the black and white peanut butter.
See, my mom. We heard for nothing.
Right.
It was when you go to this nigga.
That's when the post.
It's the most obliteration. But
moving on down.
My mom lived over North Side.
Right.
And so we still in the hood. The whole over North is a hood. Let's not get that fucked up.
Shout out to the North Side.
But my dad lived on the low end. You
the
see what I'm saying?
The bottom of the hood.
Right. Harrison Park, Olsen Highway, all that shit. So it's like. Yeah, so we was always, when we was there, you know what I'm saying? We always going to Mary Jo's, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. That's where you get the little boxes.
Yeah.
Mary Jo's.
Mary Jo's is like a homeless shelter, but it's a homeless shelter. It's like living. I don't know the exact political term to say for it, but it's for homeless people and they get housing and different things like that. And Mary Jo was like this old white lady. She would go around giving us dollars and different things, and then we would go in the back. She let us get food, clothes, and then that's the cereal box you're talking about, where it's just white with the black words.
Yeah, the boxes.
Yep. All the cheap snacks like chips,
honey,
but it's not really the chips.
All the raisins.
Yep, those too.
The raisins was good though.
Smack the whole little box. Just dump it, rip it off. Sometimes they get stuck on the bottom. Just gotta get.
Yeah, you talking about the good red ones? I'm talking about the
I'm talking about that too.
The big box.
Yeah, the red ones always come on, brother.
That's
the
red ones. But that white box.
What was that little sunshine on the box on the red one?
It's like the California
white lady.
Yeah, there you go. Sunshine with the red.
Yep. But yeah, all that stuff. Yeah. So
some raisins.
Eat the green beans right out the mook. Yeah, carrots, all that stuff. It'll do it. Yep, 100%.
Yeah, historical time.
Yep, for
Speaking
sure.
a lot of posts, you have to get some rich shit before we get up out of here.
Oh, man. Yeah, for sure.
Jeff Bezos is interested in buying the Washington Commanders and his partner with Jay-Z to make this purchase. That'd be legendary for my dog, Jay-Z. You're going full circle
with
Jay-Z.
That would be hard.
Jeff Bezos worth $114 billion.
He could easily just... No, he's. I thought he was worth $200 billion.
It go up and down, but Amazon's down like a motherfucker right now.
Oh, okay.
And Jay-Z worth $1.3 billion. Legendary. And the team worth $5.6 billion. So
you wouldn't think you'd have to link up with Jay-Z to do that, though.
I mean, he just want to do
it. But I'm happy that he's doing it with him.
He want to be cool with it, nigga. Okay. Everybody want to...
That is true, huh?
Got to have a token cool nigga around, man.
Yeah, that's true.
I going to do the C. McMill be with all them billionaire motherfuckers. So yeah, that's true. Man. I'm going to be around them niggas too, shit.
Yeah, but, I can't. I just can't wait till they get to a point. Even us, like, this is why you got to root for people. You know what I'm saying? Even if you ain't in a position to do it, I can't wait to the point where Jay-Z could just buy a whole team.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Don't need no partners. Don't need no nothing. Michael Jordan type. Yeah, he got an early type. Had to understand it, but yeah, he went the same route type Jay-Z
he
went.
He broke it up,
but it took him a long time.
But he got majority ownership.
Right, majority ownership now. But I'm talking about, you know, and plus Jordan. Listen, don't get me started back on Jordan. I don't think Jordan giving niggas blueprint. I don't think he giving niggas no game. He don't got that type of personality to me, champ. You think he taking niggas under the wing? You think he taking niggas under the wing and showing niggas the game,
boy,
and all
ain't
that?
No fucking way, boy.
You think he is?
Nope.
Okay, thank you. LeBron is.
Definitely. He put a lot of people on.
That's why I'm telling you, nigga, to go to me, man.
I mean, it's a lot of good aspects about LeBron.
For
man.
Sure. Like, niggas, like, I'm going to always fuck with a nigga like that's more like that, teaching the game, showing the blueprint, giving transparency, giving understanding, rooting for the people. Michael Jordan, come on, man. Cold basketball nigga, though. That's what I give him. But that's where it ends. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. But everybody blueprint is built off Jordan, no matter how they try to say it. Like, that, from the shoes to ownership. Jordan, the first
one
to do it.
He teach the game, though. See, it's different between being... Yeah, so
sometimes you ain't got to teach niggas. You got to pay attention. That's the most important thing.
What KV said, nigga, is seeing possibility increases probability. Facts. But, nigga, he ain't giving it. And this is a different type of understanding. You know what I'm saying?
Did motherfucking Magic Johnson give it? He a billionaire, too.
Yes. Yeah, listen, I just watched. You got to watch the one he was talking about on Club Shay Shay. He was talking about. Yeah, bro, for real.
Giving bitches AIDS.
No, man. Matt Johnson, he one of them ones, bro.
No, he is.
As far as he get a game,
I'm joking.
He put niggas under the wing.
Yeah,
he always giving advice.
Yeah, he bitches with.
You know what I'm saying? Michael Jordan act like he's still hooping. Like, nigga, everybody is in the
competition.
Like,
yeah,
always come. I don't like no niggas always competing with niggas.
Nah, that's, you know, Jordan though, to the core.
Yeah, 1,000,000,000%
about everything.
He just seemed like he grimy to me, bro.
Come on, champ.
He just seemed grimy to me. I'm sorry.
That's the MJ man.
I rock with him. You know what I'm saying? Basketball player wise.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying? You gotta learn to differentiate between the person and the player.
You, I mean, most definitely. You got to.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, everybody ain't built for that.
I feel like Kobe, towards the end, was starting to get to a point where people were like, he was really becoming sociable.
Not until after he was retired.
Yeah, but I felt like he wasn't. He had the mentality of a Michael Jordan. That's who his,
yeah, he
idol.
Had it all the way to the end until he died. Then right before he died, he started going to the game.
He started to be type Bron with the understanding, giving the game,
right,
teaching people.
End.
You know what I'm saying?
Right at the end. Yep,
100%.
Legendary nigga, man.
But Michael did type teach Kobe, though.
He did, behind closed doors.
But only because he was super type, worshiping him type.
As he should.
Yeah.
Shit, nigga. What else he gonna do, nigga?
Yeah, but I don't know if he was probably sitting in the gym practicing with him type and giving.
I think
him...
he was doing all that, though.
You think so?
Yeah.
Probably was, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, like,
but I don't know anybody else type, though.
I mean, nobody else deserved it, nigga. It's cool. Nigga, that's the second best man. Jig is up, man.
The jig is up.
Episode 55, we alive, man. We up out there.
Shout out Jay-Z. Hopefully he get that team, man.
Man, Jay-Z need
that'd
that
be legendary if he did with Bezos.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be hard, especially anything with Bezos, man. We need in there, man. Shout out to Big Jeff, man. Steroid using nigga. We see you in the HGH.
I don't just see him just throwing him in there. There got to be something to it, though, because, you know, come on, brother. They ain't tell me. They want to be cool with you, but they ain't there trying to do that kind of business with you.
Well, the Jay-Z, yes, they are.
They should be.
They'll get him more pussy and all that. You see how he try to be you with the young hoes and all that?
Leonardo DiCaprio, that one's
about
a funny clip.
Yeah, yeah, he got on the AGH after that, got swole, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
And showing
yeah,
that
TRT.
Boat, start showing that boat off and
yep.
shit. Yeah,
yep, yeah, he ain't playing.
Fuck Leo.
He in his bag.
Yeah, he got to be.
He already been a billionaire long enough.
The longest.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? But we up out of here, man. Episode 55, we alive. Hope you guys maintaining great.
It was a great one for y'all, too.
We are the top of the
Moogers.
Yeah, we went from this to that to all
top
of that.
Top of the Moog.
We appreciate you guys rocking with the campaign. You know, comment below and let us know. And make sure on Apple Podcasts, give us 5-star reviews. And we're going to keep on giving you the shit you choose, man. And that's greatness. Top of the Moogers, man. Three of them.
Black guard,
hey,
royal.
What's up,
man?
Tight, don't get it fucked up.
Or
because you relax. One of the ones. The guard
ain't on fucking way, bro.
Damn! Little bigger comment. Top of the move. Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat. Now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith. No doubts about it. cracks a smile. I made my mama proud, made my mama proud. Every time she see me, she just cracks a smile.